Welcome to another episode of the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe, and today and all week we are talking about finding hidden assets in your real estate portfolio. Yesterday we talked about bundling together a new project with existing assets in your portfolio and putting a blanket mortgage across all of that as a way of gaining access to some of the equity in your existing stabilized property. Today, I want to focus on properties that are part of your existing portfolio and tapping those as a source of equity. But let's start and talk about what the new project is. Let's imagine for the moment that your new project is a multifamily property and you're going to need to raise capital for the purchase of the land and you're going to need to raise capital for the improvements for the renovation of that particular property. And that's going to be made up of both equity and debt. Now, if you're looking to raise capital on the equity side, you're going to need to give up some percentage share of the property, whether it's a share of the property or a share of the entity that owns the property, you're going to be giving up an equity position in that property. Now, you may have investors that are reluctant to take on the risk of a brand new property that doesn't have a proven track record. However, if you have assets in your portfolio that are fully leased up, fully stabilized, and you have a lot of equity in those particular properties, you could choose instead to recapitalize that existing stabilized property and use the proceeds from that recapitalization towards your new project. So essentially do an equity pull, but you're going to do that by selling a share of that existing stabilized property. Now, of course, you need to exercise some care to make sure that if you have a lender, a traditional lender, let's say a bank, that you're not going to trigger the due on sale clause by changing the structure underneath that loan. So you just got to, you know, pay very close attention, read the loan covenants, the loan terms, make sure that you're in compliance with those terms. And if you are going to be changing it, make sure you have a conversation with your lender and that they, in fact, approve the new structure. Understand that from the investor's perspective, the risk profile of investing in a property that has a proven track record, that's leased up, that's stabilized, and has a history is very different from investing in something that is not a known quantity. It doesn't have a history yet. Because that risk is lower, you may find an investor who's willing to take a smaller equity share in exchange for that particular rate of return. Very often as real estate investors, we get trapped into the thinking that once a project is complete and the permanent financing is in place, that we are stuck with that structure forever. And that's actually not the case. You want to be able to think about your portfolio much more fluidly. You want to think about your new projects. You want to think about your existing assets in your portfolio and see how you can move money between them. Now, of course, you're not just going to move money at will. It has to be done in a structured way that's in compliance with all the securities regulations, but you may have the flexibility of refinancing a particular property that's already leased up and stabilized, taking that cash back as a distribution, and then instead reinvesting it in a new project. That can be a very effective way of raising capital. Now, if you're looking to pull capital from an existing asset and you're looking to recover a lot of capital, you may want to consider doing a syndication. That is to say, you may want to pull together multiple investors, and let's say you might do that using Regulation D, maybe a 506 offering if you happen to live in the United States. If you use that structure, you could create a new structure for that existing asset and raise money with multiple investors, essentially do a syndication on an existing property. Now, you'll want to consult an attorney who specializes in securities regulations and in securities offerings in order to put that together. Now, remember that you are not restricted to doing a syndication only on something that's new. The purpose of this conversation today, and in fact all of this week, is to have you think more openly and more fluidly about your portfolio at large. You may have hidden assets that you could use to facilitate the growth of your portfolio. We are coming up to the end of the first quarter, definitely a good time to reevaluate your strategy for 2018. Take the time to look and see what you accomplished in the first quarter and plan or maybe replan the balance of the year. And as you're doing so, take a look at your portfolio, have a spectacular day, make some great things happen, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.